Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to talk with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning the calving area on your dairy farms. You know, as we look at calving areas, there's many different options we can look at, and I think really they divide into maybe two big buckets. One would be a calving area that's primarily designed for animals to be in where they're not attended, and then the other type would be the area where all the births will be attended. In those areas, we might want to think about what we use for bedding. Our traditional thing is deep bedded straw. However, that requires quite a bit of labor for clean out and utilizes a lot of straw over the years. So as we think about that, it might be better to just simply have a rubber floor that they're going to calve on. We need to have adequate drains so after the calving of a cow, we can actually hose that area down and get it sanitized for the next cow. Now, what if you're in a situation where you're not going to attend calvings? If we're in this situation, we need to think about deep bedded straw. However, we do need to keep that area cleaned up several times during the week or after just a few calves so that we make sure that we're not exposing those calves to too many bacteria as they're born. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to consider their options that they have for the pen type for calving areas and also how to manage those areas more closely to ensure that the animals do not get exposed to too heavy of bacterial loads during the birthing process.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.